Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shaar HaBitachon. The other day, the Chovos HaLevavos began a discussion with us, and he wanted us to sit down and think about what is it that holds us back from putting our trust in Hashem. And I think the answer is simple. It's life, right? We have medical advice, and all of a sudden everybody trusts it and walks around wearing masks. We don't know why we're wearing masks. We know that we trust the people who give us the medical advice. Could they be wrong? Yes. But does that mean, therefore, we don't listen to them? No, it does not mean that, therefore, we don't listen. Could be that in the end of the day, you know, when health is concerned, we take extra precautions. Well, what about when our spiritual health is concerned? We, of course, should take precaution. And that is a point that the Chovos HaLevavos makes over here. He says, you know, people get so concerned about doing mitzvos, right? And so they're not sure exactly what's going to happen. They don't know how exactly to do the mitzvah properly. They're not sure if they're going to go ahead and do it. So therefore they say to themselves, better I shouldn't do it wrong, and so therefore I won't do it at all. So to that, the Chovos HaLevavos says, that's an atzasa yetzer hara. That's the advice of the yetzer hara. We don't proceed like that. It's not a healthy way of functioning in life. Person has a responsibility to understand that if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do what He tells you to do. And if you need to do it better next time, you'll do it better next time. I know people get so nervous every time Shabbos comes around. So I'm not sure, they're not experts in Hilchos Shabbos. I said, you know what, you weren't an expert in Hilchos Shabbos at the Shabbos of Yer Bar Mitzvah, but you still have a responsibility to keep Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to sit around freaking out. What did He want you to do? He wanted you to respect Shabbos. Zachas Yom HaShabbos, Lekacho. And if next Shabbos you're able to make out of Shabbos better, so be it. But Shabbos came every week. Even though its halachos are intense, that doesn't mean you don't take an effort into it. Because that's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond the mitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one behind Him. And the same thing is true in terms of the way life works. We have medical advisors. We trust the medical advisors. But who's behind the medical advisors? They're taking their advice from nature, from science. And who's behind the science? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the same way you put the bitachon in that which you can see, you got to put the bitachon into the things you can't. But you have to understand that the maila bitachon is the fact that if you trust the person who's standing in front of you, then you need to trust the supervisor. And you need to trust the supervisor's vice president. And then you need to trust the vice president's leader. And if you can do all those things, you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you only look at the lower levels, the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah that that's how Avodah Zarah starts. You have to have the bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behind all of it, you have to complete the thought. The reason I believe in the sun and in the nature and in the weather forecast and in the advice of the doctors and all these other things is because I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And He created a world whereby people were able to study the world, and they were able to think that they were able to make the predictions. And so therefore, even though you know the weathermen are wrong 50% of the time, 80% of the time, you still make sure to take a raincoat when they tell you to take a raincoat. And why is that? Because you have a certain trust in the system. If you have trust in the system, that means you trust nature. If you trust nature and the patterns of weather, then you have to trust the one who created the pattern of the weather. And that is a way to come to bitachon. So, one of the most incredible things that I think exists within our lives is the advent of science. Because science is one of those great, incredible places where you can become the greatest mammon in the world. Professor Herman Braunauer, I believe Zichrono Levracha, Professor Braunauer, who once lectured to us when I was in Eretz Yisrael many years ago. And he talked to us and he said, yeah, I want you to know something. You know, I never understood how could it be that a person could be a physicist and not be a Mamin Bahashem? He says, and yet so many physicists are not Maminim Bahashem. So Professor Braunauer told us, yeah, because they don't want to be. If we want to complete our thoughts and we want to be honest with ourselves, we won't just think about the immediate person on top of us, the immediate rules on top of us, and the system of society that runs them. We'll think above and realize, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all of this, and we'll put our trust in Him. After all, it's worked until now, and it will continue to work forevermore. We actually say this in our davening on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Void. We highlight it throughout our davening every single day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, He is creating it, He will create it forevermore. If we see it, and we put our trust in it, and we look for opportunities to apply it, we will always have a great day. Have a wonderful, terrific day.